This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 3rd, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. If winter weather makes you feel all cheerful and Christmassy, you're probably not a commuter in Chicago. A wintry blast in the Windy City brought out the Scrooge in air travelers Saturday when snow turned to freezing rain. City trucks were dispatched to handle slushy streets, but there wasn't much anyone could do about the weather's impact on flyers. More than 400 flights were canceled at O'Hare, another 25 at Midway. Flights that did run were delayed by up to an hour Saturday. Runways were closed at Bloomington, and 25,000 electricity customers were without power, most of them west of Chicago. A Turkish Atlas Jet MD-83, which departed Istanbul's Atatürk Airport, was reported down Friday just outside the city of Isparta, with no survivors among the 49 passengers and 7 crew. The accident aircraft was reported to have disappeared from radar at 1:36 a.m. local time, while attempting a landing at Isparta's Süleyman Demirel Airport. Search and rescue crews found the wreckage of the aircraft about 4 hours later on a mountaintop near two villages. The company issued a statement which says it has determined the aircraft had no technical problem during landing and takeoff, but that communication was lost while the plane was on approach to Süleyman Demirel. Weather and visibility were good at the time of the crash, according to the Turkish Transport Ministry. A U.S. team including investigators from Boeing and Pratt & Whitney arrived at the accident scene on Sunday. Bombardier has a new CEO, and if he bears a resemblance to the old CEO, there's a reason. 45-year-old Pierre Beaudoin is the son of outgoing 69-year-old CEO Laurent Beaudoin, who started with the company about the time his son, the new CEO, was born. The baton will officially be passed on June 4, 2008. The senior Beaudoin will stay on as the chairman of the board. Bombardier reports it earned $91 million, or 5 cents a share, in the third quarter, ending October 31st. Reuters reports that's up from $74 million a year ago. Revenues rose 15% to $4.2 billion because of higher deliveries of regional and business aircraft. The company says it will increase production of its CRJ 700 and 900 jets to one aircraft every 3 days, up from one every 4 days. A shakeup of operations executives at Delta Airlines has former Northwest Airline executive Stephen Gorman replacing Joe Kolchak. Gorman is 52 and was once in charge of operation and maintenance at Northwest Airlines. He comes to Delta from Greyhound. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the 50-year-old Kolchak is retiring after 20 years at Delta. Former Delta CEO Gerald Grinstein chose Kolchak as his operations chief in 2004. Kolchak, who joined Delta as a pilot, once headed the company's investor relations department. Delta says it has decided not to hire a chief financial officer to take over part of President Ed Bastian's duties as the number two executive and CFO. 3 months ago, Delta's board picked former Northwest chief executive Richard Anderson as Delta's new CEO, bypassing Bastian. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. If nobody else has the money, sue whoever built the plane. A student pilot gets a really unusual logbook entry. And an uncontained turbine failure, as described by passengers. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we have part two of Jim Campbell's interview with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton, discussing the Columbia takeover and the decision to build the Skycatcher in China. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.